picked Kushner up with her hands to look into his mouth and chastise him, her eyes fearful. She spoke to her son as follows. Next verse. Translation. Dear Krishna, why are you so restless that you have eaten dirt in a solitary place? This complaint has been lodged against you by all your playmates, including your elder brother Balaram. How is this? Puppet. Mother Yashoda was agitated by Krishna's restless misbehavior. Her house was full of sweetmeats. Why then should the restless boy eat dirt in a solitary place? Krishna replied, my dear mother, they have plotted together and lodged a complaint against me so that you will punish me. My elder brother Balaram has joined them. Actually, I have not done this. Take my words as true. Do not be angry and chastise me. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishna Bhutale Srimadva Bhakti Vedanta Sanyiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Prachari Nirvishesha Shunyavai Paskatyadi Shatari Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Shiva Vaita Vadana Vyasadiva Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Upon hearing this from Krishna's playmates, Mother Yashoda, who was always full of anxiety over Krishna's welfare, picked Krishna up with her hands and looked into his mouth and chastised him. Her eyes fearful, she spoke to her son as follows. Here in this Leela, we hear about the inconceivable greatness of Sri Krishna. He will show within the next verses the whole universe within his mouth. And Mother Yashoda asks him to open his mouth and see, and when she wants to see if Krishna has eaten dirt, she will see the whole universe, including herself, asking Krishna to open his mouth. Yes. Now the wonderful thing about Vrindavan is this. Although this tremendous godlihood or display of godness is done, the inhabitants of Vrindavan do not really think that Krishna is God. They forget that in order to love him. If you have a lot of respect before someone, it's very difficult to also feel love. I think we all experience this in relationship with our own spiritual master, and there are sometimes contradicting feelings when we become aware about his greatness. It's very difficult to feel love, but we hear how Prabhupada uses a trick as a toothbrush, how he walked over the traffic light when it was red and not green. When we hear these little pastimes which more describe his humanness, isn't it? We become endeared. We feel, oh, what a lovable personality Srila Prabhupada is. He also walks over the traffic lights when it's red, just like me. Isn't it? This is how we feel. He's so approachable all of a sudden, and therefore lovable. Someone who is not approachable is not lovable, isn't it? So therefore, in Vrindavan, Krishna often hides his godliness. This is described after Mother Yashoda had seen the universe within Krishna. Then Krishna covered her with his yoga maya energy, and in this way hid himself before his mother. His mother came under yoga maya and immediately thought, what I have seen is maybe just a mental speculation. All I know is that Krishna has eaten dirt. What to do? She felt so much anxiety that it was very difficult for her to continue. So she took Krishna to a place called Chintyaharan. It's at the bank of the Yamunas, and bathed him in the Yamuna. Take a bath, otherwise you might have a mouth infection maybe, or something might happen to your health because of the undue doses of earth which you have swallowed. Still, when you come to Vrindavan, you will be able to see this place, Chintyaharan, the place where the anxiety was stolen away from Mother Yashoda's mind. The anxiety that Krishna may have had bad after effects in his health. So this is a Krishna Leela. Now, knowing well that we are all a little tired, I want to talk about subjects which relate immediately to our existential conditioning. It has to do a lot with hearing Krishna Leela. It is described in scripture, Nashta Prayeshu Avadreshu Nityan Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavat Yutama Shloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki. By regularly hearing from the Bhagavatam and by serving the person Bhagavatam, all the anarthas in the heart become, or all that is inauspicious in the heart becomes finished, so to say. Now this, I wanted to say how this works. In our heart we have a knot. This is sex. Our material life starts with a desire to enjoy. Now the original adivasa, the original enjoyment, are the loving pastimes of the Supreme Lord with his Akhladini Shakti, or Srimati Radharani. Now when we become envious of Krishna's enjoyment and do want to enjoy in this world, we become all covered with a woman. This is waiting heavily on us. That's called Prakriti. In this world, we want to imitate Lord as Purusha and Enjoyer, or the male principle, Then we, as a result, become covered by a woman called Prakriti. I'm very consciously using these terms as they are used in the Bhagavatam and in one purpose especially. I am well aware that you will be shocked to hear this analogy. Women lays upon us. This is almost... It's when we are, as monks, we don't like these analogies and become restless. This is intended. Our position, Prakriti Gunai Kamani, Gunai Kamani Sadhavashaha, is a very heavy condition. Therefore, we cannot get the woman out of our head. Now, let me make one thing very sure. When we talk in these ways, for Matajis who are now in the... You are also Purusha, trying to enjoy. It's not dependent here on the type of body. For a spirit soul in the enjoyer mood, who is in the body of a woman, woman means man. Wants to enjoy that. So therefore, this not in the heart, it's very strong. Since time immemorial, it is there. We are enchanted by woman, by Prakriti, since time immemorial, again and again, covered over. Therefore, but not try to enjoy is extremely heavy there. Now, psychologically, this knot manifests in a certain type of conditioning, which is there and difficult to get rid of. I might need it. Anyways, Prabhupada's garlands. I want to give you a little example which I have heard. It's very interesting. How material nature or Prakriti conditions us with the three modes of material nature. It is the example of three fisher ladies who were on a journey, and in the evening they had to take shelter at some hut. So the only hut they found was the shop of a florist, Blumenhändler. Now when they wanted to fall asleep, they smelled the smell of flowers and felt very disturbed. How stinky this is! They were accustomed to rotten fish. You know this special fish smell? Those of you who come from the coast know. They couldn't fall asleep until finally they got to the river, found a rotten fish, and just smeared it all over so that the smell that they're accustomed to was in their nose. This means they were extremely conditioned to a certain mode, the mode of ignorance in this case. They were extremely conditioned. They could only function in this way. This is how we are conditioned and covered. We are so conditioned and covered, we cannot see the reality. It's simply not possible. There is an example in one of the books, speaking from mine, it's an example which is very nice. Yesterday some of you saw this cartoon of the Ramayana, which is, as Astavada Prabhu said, the Ramayana without theology. It's just the adventure part of it. You know, when Hanumanji came to the garden, the Ashok garden, where Mother Sita was kept as a capture, as a prisoner of Ram, he was very angry. But once, it so happened that a pandit read out loud the Ramayana, like our Ram Shraddha. I think you are reading now the Ramayana. So there was a pandit who was reading every day the Ramayana, and and he came to this part where the Ashok Vaman was described. And it said there how he read, and the lotus flowers which grew in the lakes were white. No, he heard a voice. They were red. He looked around and he saw a powerful monkey standing there. They were red. No, said the pandit. I mean, this is Shastra, this is Monniki. Don't doubt the Shastra. They were red. I was there. Well, you must be. If you were there, you can only be Hanuman. Yes, I'm Hanuman. He paid his obeisances. And he said, but I can't believe that Monniki is wrong. Said Hanuman, the only other person who could say is Sita. And he sat down and in meditation brought Sita there. We have a question, was the lotus flower red or white? Sita said, well, don't doubt the Shastra. It says they are white, so they are white. No, said Hanuman, I remember they were red, said Hanuman. You are also correct, said Mother Sita, because you were angry. You saw them as red. So this little lovable pastime gives you a little understanding of the psychology of the human mind. And when we are in a certain mood, we see things according to that mood. We like kirtan, so we see it very nice. A sick man is becoming afraid when he sees a kirtan. I might break my neck if I come too close, you know, and so on and so forth. So the modes of material nature condition everyone. And therefore, we cannot see the reality. Like the fisherwoman who were covered. We are also covered by the modes of material nature, prakriti, which drags us into all types of hallucinatory enjoyments. A person under the modes of nature, with this knot in the heart, is so helpless, he may fly very high in the sky. He may be a cultured person, but he still is attracted to this very low-class material enjoyment. Srila Prabhupada gave the example of a vulture, which may fly extremely high in the sky, but who only, and who has good eyesight, but who only looks where is dead meat. Where is it? Was their Leichnam, the rotten corpse. This is how a conditioned soul is always thinking of material enjoyment and sense gratification. It may be high in the sky, even in the estimation of the transcendentalists, but if he has a knot in the heart, his attention remains fixed still on sense enjoyment. Now, there are different types or ways how to get free from this knot of the heart. There's one mechanic way. It's called the tapas. It's rise early, eat little, no sweets for you if you are on the tapasya path. And I said, I remember there was a friend of Krishna who came to the Cologne temple and said, sometimes I feel lusty, what shall I do? And the doctor told him, no sweets for you. It broke the heart of our friend. He had given up everything, and his taste was with the sweets. Shrikant Halwa. And so today we don't speak about this, this is a Ekadasi. Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ji Ki Jai. But the other way is that you get the mercy of Krishna. To become Krishna consciousness, or to go back to the spiritual world is not so easy. It says, your heart has to become free from all desires of material enjoyment. These desires for future sense enjoyment are called kutastha. They are karma, which is in an unmanifested form and lies in the heart as a seed, and which later will manifest into activities for sense enjoyment. Our conditioning to sense gratification, in other words, is brought about by so many sinful activities in the past which have created seeds of karma in our heart, which will manifest later. Each one of us is full of these karma seeds, which will manifest in activities for sense enjoyment. Prabhupada said, unless you have completely finished your resultant action of karma, these reactions, you cannot be promoted to the spiritual world. It's not possible. So, devotees, I made a little structural mistake. I shall now talk about these two parts, how to get these seeds out. In our public lectures, we often say, you can be protected from the reactions of your previously performed activities, lusty activities in this world, if you find the process to annihilate the seeds of karma. And we give the example of seeds which are fried in a pan and subsequently cannot fructify any longer. I think you are familiar with this example and with the contents. Does that have a rule? Janaki? Dick? Good. So, in this path of tapasya, you virtually fry your seeds of karma. You're really creating difficult situations for you. I mean, if you think peacefully about it, to rise every day at 4 o'clock, it's not so easy, isn't it, Ramchana? I experience it as a great, especially after a festival, it's next to impossible. Still, we have to come to this. This is one. So there are other things, processes. In India, they expose themselves to great heat. They surround themselves with smoldering coals, meditating in the sun. It's tapasya. It really fries you out. You know, after this, the hope is that you don't have the desires for enjoyment any longer. But often the reality is that it becomes more strong. It's a desperate fight. It's almost like someone who makes a vow to not eat sweets any longer. For some time it may be alright, but afterwards he might be Mr. Sweet Tooth personified. So the other way is by mercy. Prabhupada says here, process of Krishna consciousness is to seek the mercy. And he gives an example. Although by law you are condemned to death, if you appeal to the supreme executor, king or president, if he likes, he can excuse you. So, in Krishna consciousness, we appeal to Krishna by our practical devotional service. Each one of us, what have we done? What will we do today? What will we do the day after today? This practical devotional service is the only possibility actually to get the mercy of the Lord, and in this way become free from our unfortunate future lives. Each one's I can speak of my life. I know it is highly unfortunate if I would not be in Krishna consciousness. I don't even want to think what my life would be. I can imagine, if I look at the qualities which are there and which are now slowly transformed in the process of Krishna consciousness. Whew. Not very good. So, but in Krishna consciousness, we become excused for our previous wrongs, and we come to a platform where we, where the largest is all right. Tesham Mivanukampatam Aham Ayana Yamantamaha. He appears in the heart. He is there at the heart of the super soul. Mercifully, he takes away all the ignorance which is there due to our previous sinful activities. If you are Krishna consciousness, if we are Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada, you will always see Krishna, Atmani, within your mind and heart. That seeing means immunity from all sinful acts. Then you become free to go back home, back to Godhead. So this other path, I mean, if we, by tapasya, we won't be able to fry out the seeds, medyutam, but if we take to the other path, that is seeking the mercy of Krishna by our practical devotion and service, then there's chance. Hare Krishna. So I thank all of you very much. I want to not discuss so long, because we are all, our channels of Shravanam Kirtanam are full. But you could also say they are well oiled, so you could go on and on. But do you have any questions regarding this? Do you sometimes think about this in your life? How you can overcome your bad qualities? Huh? No? Sometimes the thought is there, isn't it? And we often, even in our movement, we then come to the conclusion, I must do more tapasya, I must more austerity, which is effective, it works immediately. If you find yourself in a position of life where nothing seems to roll, if you do a little bit more tapasya, you will immediately see how it gets easier. That's so nice. For instance, if you are not able to rise in the morning, if you eat a little less, then you would see immediately it goes. But we cannot really hope to fry all the seeds on our own strength of tapasya. That fire is called tejas, the brahminical strength which is born out of renunciation and study, vairagya and vidya. But in this age, we will not be able to make the flame hot enough to get rid of all the karmic seeds, all the desires to Satyrk. Karmic things, some of our desires are really karmic. As celibates, we sometimes know, oh, it would be nice to stay alive as a celibate, but then we feel drawn towards to become in marriage, and we know that our karma is our usual course of action. You know, then we try to put on the heat. Tapasya, no more sweets. But it rarely works. We have to. It's more advice to take the other path. But we can take tapasya, but for service. That's our slujba, not our service. And then it works. And then all of a sudden we become very happy. Janaki was the first one. The TV star Janaki.
Regarding the karma, in relation to the spirit of Ashtami, having the desire to free from the karma is also saying that he's taking away special karma from kind of meditation, and sometimes he's taking all the karma from the person. That means that he has one karma.
Jiva Goswami explains in one shloka, I cannot give you the Sanskrit, but I could, if you are very interested, I could look for it, because it's a controversial point. Not controversial, it's an interesting point. I wanted to say that sometimes different opinions are voiced. According to Jiva Goswami, that verse is quoted by Srila Prabhupada, at the time of initiation, knowledge is given and freedom from karma. But but you have to work also. See, in the Bhagavatam it says, by regular hearing and serving the spiritual master, Bhagavatam, it's almost annihilated. Almost everything inauspicious is annihilated. Krishna wants to work, he wants you to work at the last bit, so that you come from the stage of anishta, or unsteady devotional service, to the platform of steady devotional service. That means you have to overcome the anartas in your heart. That has to be overcome. So the anartas, it is described in the scriptures how they come from previous sinful activities, namely their reactions, and also from previous pious activities, also reactions. So these things have to be overcome in a regular way. Sometimes devotees say, oh, I have no taste in Krishna consciousness. You know why this is? So it is because Das may not be so close to Krishna Das. He may not have seen the genuineness of Krishna Das's concern. He might even see Krishna Das in a situation where he slips or he makes a mistake, and he interprets what you say in his own ways, and Krishna Das might get it back in some ways and feel disheartened, or I can't talk to anyone here. It's very important. Every one of us, confidential things must remain confidential. We can't talk about everything which our friends tell us in confidence. Otherwise, you know, sensitive personal information is always high, it's dynamite, so to say. I can imagine some devotees here who sit here, if they would pour out their hearts, some of us might get disturbed. Some of their fear feelings, because we might not understand who is this person who speaks? We don't know him, and we immediately about to misunderstand and react to him. Are you disturbed there, or why are you disturbed? We might in another way get him wrong. So confidential things must remain confidential. There are so many things about it. Accept the other person as he is. Krishna does it with us. You can't expect the person to be just the way you want him to be, or he or an ideal person looks in your perspective. It's you who are like this as an individual. There are many other individuals, so we have to learn to accept someone the way he is. Be even tolerant if there is something which might disturb us in some way. Prabhupada said in this one letter, which two letters which I read on the Vyasa Puja offering, he said, I wish I would have it here. When there is a little disturbance in our own camp, it doesn't look very good for us. Therefore, please come together in a sense of cooperation based on forbearance, forgiving, and tolerance. That is my special request to you all. It was only addressed to his disciples. So if you want to have friendship, you must be able to forgive someone and also be tolerant. Might take some time. I wanted to say, this is actually not right. This is what we have to practice towards all devotees. But a friend, it's something else. So how to develop the friendship? Why don't you ask me in another time? It gets too long. If I now start talking, it's a subject matter of great interest to me. I'm studying it myself. In 2 weeks I know more about it. I see the need to know more about it and do it. That realization came, and it was one of the presents of the Janmashtami festivals. I really saw that. It was like a wow. Yeah, in this movement there is the friendships. Do I feel happy, or do I sometimes feel anxiety that this person, if he finds out, you know, that I now, that I go one day earlier to the Braj Mandal Parikrama, maybe he will think, why is he not preaching? You know, we wanted to stop, but how can we say stop to our Radhanath, or what was your name?
Rameshwara,
sorry. Yes, please, Rameshwara. Yes, I intend to do it, Rameshwara. I intend to do it. I'm studying now a few materials and on my own, and I need to practice it first a little bit better. I must first be more friendly to all the Vaishnavas, then I can talk about it. Gut. So, haben wir diese Viertel noch mal? Wir können das ja privat jetzt gleich. Srila Prabhupada ki jay, Kriti Gonitai ki jay, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.